The nation's report card shows our kids' abilities in math and reading are slipping. New results came out last week, and however you slice it, by region, by racial and ethnic lines, math scores sank to their lowest levels in years, and reading scores plunged across many regions and groups. For more about what this means and what to do about it, we're joined by Thomas Kane. He's with the Center for Education Policy Research at Harvard, where he is professor of education and economics. Professor Kane, welcome.
Thanks, Scott.
Big picture, do you worry about this generation of students? They were 13 when they took these tests last fall. These kids are 14 now.
I do worry, Scott, and for two main reasons. Number one, even though students are back in school, that mostly means that they're not losing additional ground. We have not seen much evidence of students catching up. A second reason is that based on what's happened historically, when test scores were going up, we saw the residents of states where achievement was rising benefited later in terms of higher earnings, higher educational attainment, lower teen motherhood, lower incarceration rates. And now that test scores are going in the opposite direction, I fear that many of those other outcomes are going to go in the opposite direction.
Specifically in school districts where student test scores fell significantly, in those school districts, what was happening during the pandemic?
School closures played an important role. We also saw some evidence that losses were larger in communities with higher COVID death rates. And it was in the places where there was more disruption to social and economic life, those places also lost more ground.
Do parents know about the challenges these students are facing right now?
This is the part of the message we've struggled to get across. There are a lot of parents who are assuming that because schools are back in session now, students will just naturally catch up. What they don't realize is that while students are learning again, they're going to need additional instructional time in order to catch up. To some extent, learning is a bit like a conveyor belt. The conveyor belt was stopped. Yeah. Now it's running again, but it's not running faster than it was before. So students are learning, but they would have to be learning 150% of what they typically learn it in a school year for a couple of years in order to make up for what was lost. And the only way to generate that much more learning is with additional instructional time.
Additional instructional time, how? What are your suggestions?
So parents should be signing up for summer learning. Many school districts have expanded summer learning. I wish more districts were considering extending the school year, at least for the next couple of years, to help students catch up.
What do these numbers mean for students who are, in eighth or ninth grade now, who want to go to college? Are they behind in a certain way that certain majors, subjects will be challenging unless they can find a way to catch up?
So, Scott, this is one of the very concrete ways in which achievement impacts students' futures. For instance, if they're not ready to pass high school algebra by the end of ninth grade, that means they'll be off track to take, the courses that would typically lead to calculus. And if students aren't covering those higher level math courses in high school, they're going to be screened out of, engineering and math. And so there are very tangible consequences of these achievement losses. And it will start in high school with students' inability to reach the higher level math courses and science courses.
But Thomas Kane, this seems a national level challenge because I gather a lot of the federal money for some of these issues, Congress approved during COVID, that federal money is going to run out next year, yeah?
Yes. So this is an important part of the story. School districts now have this summer, this coming school year, and next summer to spend that money. Unfortunately, Congress only required districts to spend 20% on academic catch-up. Mm. When the law was passed, nobody knew just what was the size of the losses.
Sure.
And in retrospect, that 20% minimum was far too low.
On the broader policy menu for policymakers, what should they be talking about, thinking about?
One option would be to provide, you know, students with an optional fifth year of high school. Another idea would be to make, for instance, ninth grade a triage year where students receive lots of additional help in form of tutoring and other things that to help catch up.
Thomas Kane is with the Center for Education Policy Research at Harvard University. Professor Kane, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.